This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A. Stars. According to the U.S. Bureau of Justice Statistics, more than 2.2 million adults are incarcerated in federal and state prisons. In Michigan, that number nears 45,000. A nonprofit in Kalamazoo called Humans Beyond Boxes uses creative writing to transform the narrative around incarceration. Allison Kennedy and Jaron Yarbrough talk about how Humans Beyond Boxes came to be and how they have evolved over time.
Like, a lot of this grew out of creative writing workshops in probation and parolees.
Okay.
Like parolee facilities. And then we moved it out of there. And this really odd thing happened where multiple people kept on approaching me and saying, Allison, you know, either I've committed too many crimes to be in the group, I was locked up for 15 years and I just feel like I'm too heavy. Or there were people who were saying, well, I was only locked up for a month. Or even people who were like, well, you know, I just, you know, my uncle was locked up and like, that affected me, but I like, and I noticed this feeling that like a lot of folks just didn't feel worthy of that, their shame or their pain around like imprisonment was valid enough to be part of the group. So I think at this point we don't
need of a mutual space.
Yeah.
Yeah. You are so right. I noticed pretty much the exact same thing, but without seeing the scouting process, you know, like, I think that there's a space that's created that's really conducive to a weird kind of who knows where it's going to come from progress when different people of different backgrounds can come to one space and bond over something without worrying about that background. And as simple as that sounds, I don't think that that's something that people get a lot. And I think that that's something that this has given the opportunity for. You said you heard about different movements that were happening. You heard about the array of different things that seem to be spiraling around this. I think that that's because the box, so to speak, that we're stepping out of isn't one of, like, it isn't one of specific race. It isn't one of specific class. It isn't one of, you know, structured to catch a specific net of people. It's to allow people who don't have that.
Am I correct in thinking that what you're doing is reaching out, giving space to people who are in some way, whether directly or indirectly, affected by incarceration?
Yeah. Everyone has in our group a deep connection to shame. And we know that like shame and blame, isolation, everything that prisons represent are not healing and they are not the answer. Everyone is affected by prisons because prisons put a limit on our imaginations of freedom, that none of us can really imagine what freedom will look like when there are still prisons, when we still believe there's a singular place to put bad people.
Well, when you're saying this isn't working, you're talking about a country with a prison system that, correct me if I'm wrong, is the biggest in the world and quickly expanding. And one of the other topics that I think people are afraid to talk about is rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you talk about power and healing on your website, giving people the power and the healing needed for reentry. Because what's not working, I would think, is we're putting people into prison, but we're not teaching them how to get better, how to reenter society without failing. Our recidivism rate is what, like 70%?
Mm-hmm.
So something's not working.
I think a big part of that is people not knowing where the space to learn that when they come back is. You come back and what you often hear is that it's like a whole new world for people who have been incarcerated for over 15 years. You can't talk to anybody else about that unless, and really be on a, like, I understand what you're saying and so we can really learn from this conversation unless they've had the same experience, it seems like, you know. I don't know that personally. But that's what I've seen, and that's what I've been subject to, is people who can't cross that boundary because I haven't been able to.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A. Stars. I'm speaking with Allison Kennedy and Jaron Yarbrough about what they see as the failure of our justice system.
Wow, it's so hard to imagine, but, like, it's actually set up. It's set up to be racist, to adhere to the gender binary, it's set up to divide people and ruin our communities, especially communities of color, especially queer folks, especially trans folks.
Without putting guilt on those who act in it. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Too, I mean, too, we, no shame towards people who, like towards the individuals in that system.
Well, I think, you know, that's the second or third time you've used the word shame. And I think that's a big part of it. When we look at the numbers of incarceration, and yet nobody talks about it. And so you get the sense it's got to be a skeleton in just about everybody's closet, that either a family member or you yourself or somebody among your friends, somebody in your life is affected by this.
I believe that everyone is affected by it and everyone is actively fluctuating within it. You just have to know the space that you are. Honestly, me personally, I really don't think that I had a really good grasp on that until just recently. And in doing that, I was ducking out a lot of my own shame, you know, ducking out a lot of that and not accepting that. And I think that that's what Humans Beyond Bacchus is building momentum to break, the view that you have to sit behind that ignorantly if you intend to live a happy or conducive life. And I don't think that that's, I don't think that's cool.
So how does writing help? Because a lot of what you do is writing. How does that help?
We got a little off, like we got a little distracted this spring maybe, and we were doing a lot of events and we were doing a lot of action with Michigan United, which is brilliant. We need action. We need to put feet to our stories. And we were not writing as much. And we had an amazing writing workshop last night. Something that really came out of that was like, oh man, we need prompts. Or like, we need quality poems. We need to talk about the metaphor. We need to like really do the physical, get the pen to the page.
Yes.
Keep it there for 15 minutes. Like the physical writing is part of it.
It's almost meditative. The writing part of it really is, okay, beyond just being therapeutic, if you can put enough of what's actually going on paper, regardless if it's in metaphor form, like you said, or in like, or in storytelling form, you can develop an image that you couldn't see because it was so deep inside you, it seems like, you know, and being able to do that can make a whole new perspective on how you can address a situation. Even when you don't feel like it sometimes, writing and doing it, especially when it seems like it might, like you're going to have to purposefully carve out, hack out a little bit of time to do that, makes you realize how essential that it can be. It can be helpful. It can be, yeah, opening to yourself.
I'm Zinta A-Stars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Allison Kennedy and Jaron Yarbrough. Visit WMUK.org to hear more about Humans Beyond Boxes and Jaron Reed from his own work. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.